London, is anybody in this plan have on your mind what I've had on mine today? I'm going to talk to you a little about time.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk about time, baby. That's what I've had on my mind today. Time. I want to give you a scripture over there in the 89th Psalm, 47th verse. David is talking. He said, remember how short my time is. Now, whatever you want to get tonight, ask yourself that question. How short my time is. David said, remember how short my time is. People, we've all got quick time to die. We don't know when that time's going to be. I've got a little marking here on the board. I've been having that game. I've got hell down there. You know, everyone out here, everybody in the world, they're right in here somewhere. They're either on this straight and narrow way of going to heaven, or you're on this broad way of going to hell. Everyone out in here, somewhere between, we might say, eternity. Heaven or hell, you're between there somewhere. You're in this time world. In this world here, we call it on the time side of eternity. We're here, and everyone else is somewhere along these roads. If you're living for the Lord, you might be away up here, already just go to heaven. If you're living for the other brother, you might be close to that place you think you are. You might be closer there, I say, than you think you are. It don't take long for people to drop off in that place. It don't take long for people to go here. Unless we're on the road somewhere, I say there's going to be about time. I have a little time piece here, and I want to say just like Maddie Wilson, one time she preached and over 50 years ago, and she wrote right up on the blackboard, I sat back there, wrote up there and said, time and tide wait for nobody. Don't wait, time don't wait, we're here. We have now about 18 minutes till 9 o'clock by this time. I don't know where you'll be telling back there why it is, but that's why it is. About 18 minutes till 9 o'clock. There we are, July the 29th, 1954. Listen, everybody just be feeling that. Let's just be still, man. Now while we're stopped here, time is going on. You lay down to sleep, time is going on. Just like an old preacher used to say up here in Polk County, times are rolling on. They're just as fast as wheels of time can turn. You're going on toward eternity. Turn to pass. You can be a young man, young woman. Pretty soon you're going to be old. Somebody thinks, well, it'll be a long time before I get over the old man and show him so. It won't be so long. saved. It might be good for a saved people. Maybe we'd try to redeem the time and do more for the Lord. Unsaved, no doubt, they would try to get saved. They'd be like a man that they hung at the spring field one time. He's a big man, healthy man. He was a colored man. He killed a colored girl, and they got him in court there, and they get him hanged. So the time come the night before to be hung, and had three preachers in the cell with him. He winds up, you see, he wanted to get right with the Lord. Went on in the night, about 9 o'clock, the sheriff come walking through the hall, and he said, Kurt, says, what time would it be? Kurt said, between 5 and 6 o'clock. He said, make it as 9:06 as you can. Why did he want it as 9:06? He wanted more time. See there, people want more time, lots of time. You hear people, they get hurt, to call on the Lord. Oh God, have mercy. Reckon they've been calling before they got hurt? People, let's go through their time away. Let's live it for the Lord.
Amen.
We just have one life to live. Just have one life to live. And so they, I didn't wait a year. 6 o'clock, 20 minutes after 5, they come through and setting him and hanging him. I've seen where I pulled a lever where they had sold a trap. I worked it back and forth after that. Another man, now do you understand, did they come here the other night? Said he would hang from 1 to 7 o'clock, July the 16th. And so just 3 minutes after 1 o'clock, said they sprung the trap. See, he would have liked to have more time. People like to have time. Well, we've got time. That makes good use of living for the Lord. Let's don't run the risk of being lost what little time. You know, Job said, man that's born a woman 2 days and full of trouble. Job said another place. He said, my life is just as wind. You know how wind goes by. James says over there, says that it's like a vapor, just for a little time, vanishes away. Life is soon gone. You see, brother, father, there, brother, sail, lad, they're low. It's not been long since they were young men. Listen, you may not live to be old, no hang. Well, you've got time, you better make use of that time. Now listen here, it's what says here, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's still rolling on. It's just going right around here. And I'm going to tell you a time or two more about the time here. Then I'm going to let the Bible tell you what time it is. You know the Bible tells us what time it is. I'm going to let it say. Now then, we'll read a little more. Let's read about time here a little. God, Job said, sir, remember how short his time was. There said, to everything, there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the sun. And a time to be born and a time to die. We know that, don't we? We know people, they are born in the world, they grow up, soon they die. Watch them while they're little. I worked in the cemetery lots of days, weeks, and months, and just kept put away all sizes, all ages. Just young and old and middle-aged, and now my fine time is no respected person. When time comes, we're going to leave this world. And I want to be ready when he calls me. I don't want to throw my time away. You might just put in a little too much time at something. Death will overtake to heal. It's time to break down, and it's time to build up. There's a time for everything, wasn't it? Listen now, there's a time to cast away stone, and a time to gather stone. Together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. Goes on, says it's time to give, and it's time to lose. Time to keep, and it's time to cast away. Time for all time. Time that people ought to be a servant of the Lord. Time that you might get saved, might come a time that you couldn't get saved. We don't know about faith. We don't know when the Lord is going to let time quit with the truth. We don't know. I remember one time we're going to a place. I lived in western Oklahoma. You could go there and panhandle Texas and have a meeting. And I was going one time along the way. It was a man lived that had been off a stick. I stopped to see that man. Thought maybe I would talk with him about the Lord. I found him much better than setting up on the side of the bay. Only had a little talk. I never talked to that man about his soul. Went on my way. And on Tuesday, they taken him to hospital. Friday, he was gone. Now I just thought, now, that man didn't know how short a time he had, or he would have been asking for prayer. I didn't know how short. I thought he was pretty well, and I won't remember talking to him about the Lord. People, we don't know how fast time may get away from you. Time passes. Now this time to one right on here again. It's like you're about to 9 minutes of being 9 o'clock. See, it don't wait, sir. You can just lay it down here, go up and leave it all night, and you come back, it's still a boat. Time gets rolling on. As the old brother says, just as fast as the wheels of time can take it off. You don't know when God's going to call for you. I just want to mention one place. I want to mention about Brother Porter, Brother Robert Porter, brother of the Newlands. I was at his place, and we was holding a meeting at Nickel Junction. I had half a nickel, we had him left outside. We had a meeting at the chapel there, and Brother Porter preached on Sunday night. Monday night, we started our meeting outside, Brother Porter preached. He went on in, he said, now, Lord, give you a message, just go ahead. I said, don't you bother about me, you go ahead. When the Lord wants you to. Went back at Tuesday night, Brother Porter preached again. Better never heard him. Never heard him preaching you. Better than he preached that time. We went to his place. Me and one of my daughters staying there. And so I said we ought to have some lemonade, don't we? You want some lemonade? Said, you going to make it? Said, I'll make it. You're making up for all that. We sat there and drank some lemonade. Talked about 11 o'clock, went to bed. 5 o'clock, some sister from up there, she played for it. Called at the door, Sister Porter. Called Brother Porter and he came tonight. He was gone that quick. Brother Porter told me that day before he passed that night, he never felt any better in his life. He told me, like, now listen, you can feel good. You can be in good health. Maybe you never were sick much. And death and death. embrace, the time to refrain from the embrace. There's a time to get, and time to lose. Time to keep, and time to have to wait. There's a time to rant, and a time to show, and a time to keep silent, and a time to speak. There's a time to love, and a time to hate. Maybe we'd better sing this song just to keep wild up. Like this song says, we don't take time for Jesus. We want to talk to you about time tonight. We hope the Lord will help you to see how short your time might be. As it says there, remember how short my time is. We don't know. Over there in Acts 24, see that they sent for Paul come reason with him when he comes, see it says, will thy way for this time more convenient season I'll call for thee. So we don't find any place where they ever call for him again. They want him to go his way this time more convenient season I'll call for. People, we don't have any place in the Bible where he ever got right with God. Now let's read a little more. Go down here. There's a time to love, the time to hate, time for war, the time for peace. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he labors? Go down, I have seen that the veil which God has given to the Son of Man to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Who done that? The Lord did. Everything beautiful he made in his time. So you see here, he made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their hearts that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. As I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and do good in his life. We read down here a little more, and also that every man should eat and drink, enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it. Listen, nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. We need to fear before him, don't we? We can see very plainly how people can pass out, how quickly be gone, how this works. That which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been. God requires that which is past. Now here's another verse I want. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, in place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for this is a time, listen to the sign. I say in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. There's a time for every purpose and every work. But the thought still stays on my mind of how short my time is. Like David said there, can we said I'm gonna let the Bible tell me what time it is now. It won't tell us only at 6 minutes after 9. And when we started, it was a way back here, what? Well, the time's still going on. Now listen, what says Yates? He says the soul to your steps in righteousness, says reap in mercy, says break up the solid ground. For, listen, for it is time to seek the Lord. See there, he tells us plain what time it is, doesn't he? As for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. People, it's time to seek the Lord. We might tell this time day after day, but this year, reads it the same every time. It is time to seek the Lord. You folks that haven't sought the Lord, it's time for you to seek the Lord. Because the Bible tells us so. Time to seek the Lord. Now we want to turn over here and read just a little more over here. We haven't got much, just a little more here. I want to read to you in the 10th chapter of Revelation. We're going to turn down here at about the 5th verse. I want everybody to hear it now. And time is still going on. That little hand is still going right around there. And it would be, if we'd like that just for a day or so, it would still be a goal. Now listen here. What he says here, this says here, an angel, here in the 5th verse, 10th chapter, Revelation, says an angel with his star standeth on the sea and upon the earth. Said, lift you up his hand to the heaven. Who done that thing? Said he stood up on the land and on the sea. 1 foot on the land, the other on the sea. And the angel said here, with his star stand up on the sea and up on the earth, lift you up his hand to heaven. Listen, he swear by him that liveth for ever and ever. Listen now, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea, listen, and the things which are therein, listen now, that there shall be time no longer. Now it's time no longer. This time won't be anymore. It's over with. Time shall be no longer. And people say, then what? Listen, it'll be eternal. You know we sang a song, we sang from time to eternity. We sang right out of time here in this world. Right into eternity. Won't be no more time going on. In eternity. Somebody said, you think so? Listen here. Don't you think something else will happen there? About that time, we'll have another time. Listen here. One more verse here. Then the 7th angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven, listen, from the throne, saying, it is done. He's there saying, it is done. What's done? Time's done. Time's over with. Won't have no more time. You're going in eternity, either up there or down there. One or the other. We're just heading one way or the other. Right there, up. not safe. You see how quick people just go away, or how quick they fall over, or how short time is. I know David knows what he's talking about, and I can just see that too. I can realize that my time is short. I can realize your time is short. And we all get to see or stay up and see, Lord, help me to see how short my time is. It's short enough we ought to be getting right with God. And the Bible says here, it's time to get saved, not through that time. May the Lord help you.